Birth, Chapter 5. I'm a geologist, she reasoned. What the heck could the Secret Service want with a geologist? Her hair was still wet, but the warming California air felt good through the sunroof of her little Ford. It was new and got incredible mileage, but she really wanted a Cadillac. Not one of the big ones. She wanted the CTS or something like that. They had the zip of kind of a sports car with the prestige of a full professor. Once she was promoted and had tenure, she'd buy one. Then she could be sure. Not many jobs out there for geologists. She turned into the PCC parking lot to cut through to Caltech. Holy shit, she said out loud. What the hell is that helicopter doing in the parking lot? And there are two uniformed people inside of it. She accelerated past the auto shop area and bounced over the speed bumps to enter the Caltech parking area. Zipping around the back, she arrived just outside her office area. Bet's motorcycle was parked in the second slot. Hers was reserved. She jogged into the building and down the hall to the geology office and into the waiting area. It looked like a standoff. Rhino, morning. Bet, what's up? This is Agents Smith and Jones. I still don't believe that, but they say they're here because the president needs your help. The president? What can I do? How can I help? She said, folding her arms. Damn, body language. She unfolded her arms. Dr. Wesson, we need you to come with us and bring your evidence on the thesis you submitted on planetary core geology, said Smith. We are prepared to accommodate your two graduate students as well, if you don't mind. She looked at Bet, and then at Rhino. Ready? She quizzed. They nodded. I'll show you which boxes. Rhino, give a hand. They gathered up 8 record boxes full of notebooks, photographs, charts, and 2 laptop computers. They shuffled out of the door like they were expecting a fire alarm to go off. Once outside, they had a 200-foot walk to the edge of the building. Once they reached the edge of the building, they could see into the Pasadena City College parking lot. What the hell is that? Asked Bet, almost out of breath from the effort to carry that box so far. That is a modified Sikorsky UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter with stealth technology, said Rhino. I saw it on Discovery Channel. Very good, Rhino, said Smith. You the man, said Rhino with a smile on his face, like a little kid getting ready to ride a roller coaster. Well, it's a lot bigger than they look on TV, said Bet. They soon reached the helicopter. The side of the helicopter opened hydraulically as they approached. The pilot and co-pilot were already warming the turbines, and the pitch was annoying to the ears. They handed the boxes to Rhino, who stacked them under the direction of Agent Jones. Smith jumped up into the bay and reached down for Bet, pulling her up into the helicopter, and then reached for Loretta. Rhino placed his hands on the floor of the helicopter and lifted himself into the craft. Smith took notice how immensely powerful this young man was. Just what was he capable of? The cargo doors closed, and they could hear the latching mechanisms loudly bolt the military doors shut. They each took a seat and negotiated the harness-type belts. Over the shoulder, too, they thought. Could be a rough ride. The engines whined to a pitch beyond the point of comfort. It felt like over-torquing a bolt, like it was about to snap. And then suddenly the craft lurched off the parking lot and surged into the air. Strange, though, the blades were quiet. It wasn't as loud as they had imagined. The acceleration was remarkable as they climbed 200 feet in what seemed like an instant and reached speeds of more than 100 miles an hour. They headed for the Foothill Freeway and then straight down to the El Cajon Pass. They were low. Lower than a helicopter supposed to fly, they thought. Why so low? It was almost as though they were avoiding detection. How come we're flying so low? Shouted Rhino. We were never here, said Jones, holding his index finger over his lips. What's all the secrecy about, Mr. Secret Service Man? Bet asked sarcastically. There was silence for a few moments as Jones looked at Smith. Smith gave a slight nod. We're airborne now, ladies and gentlemen. This briefing is top secret and meant for your ears only. Am I clear? Jones said in an overly loud military command voice. Yes, sir, said Rhino. Whatever, G.I., said Bet. I'm listening, said Dr. Wesson.